نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائبون الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون. Dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a very beautiful deen, الدين نصيحة الدين يسرا. Allah gave us this deen as in ni'mah. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. This is a great ni'mah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If you just sit and think the qualities of Islam and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in compare to other religion, then you will realize and you will say and you will think that subhanallah, wow, look at this. What a deen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never gave this deen to those who did not ask him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidayah. Allah will give the hidayah to those who will ask. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islamu deena. Allah has completed this deen as well. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left anything for us that did not show us or didn't tell us or give us. No. Complete deen. Complete. Whatever you want to find, you will find in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah and the hadith, in the beginning I have read and mentioned what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Look at the ayah, that when an insan commits sins, mistakes, when an insan commits mistakes, sin, all insan, kullu bani adama khatta'un, each and every human, he's a mistaken. No one can say, I'm a perfect. No one can say. Except the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, each and every human is a sinner. Except Adam alayhi salam, as I said. Now, why does insan commit this sin and make mistake? Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the insan three type of nafs. Three type of nafs. One is nafs lawwama. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِ إِنَّ النَّفْسِ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Allah mentions in the Quran. And the second type of nafs which insan has is nafs al-lawwama, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, la uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyama wa la uqsimu bin nafs al-lawwama ayahsabu al-insanu allan najma'a 'idama. And the third type of nafs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to insan is ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Nafsul mutmainnah is called nafsul mutmainnah. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Three nafs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all for three type of nafs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, explains in the Quran. Now let us go one by one. What is nafse ammara? وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسِ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. When the Zulaykha called Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam towards her and asked her to commit sin, he asked Allah, قَالَ مَعَادَ اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, protect me from this nafse ammara. Because nafse ammara always take insan towards sinful act. Hamesha gunahon ki taraf le jata hai. Always it drags insan towards bad actions. This is called nafse ammara. Nafse ammara will never take you towards the good actions. And when does this nafs become nafs-e ammara? When insan leaves good actions. When he leaves good actions. When he leaves salah. When he leaves sawm. When he leaves the recitation of the Quran. When he leaves these type of things, then this insan, the nafs, become nafs-e ammara. Normally, in normal circumstance, you and I and each and every single Muslim, except Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, including the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, including Sahaba, except Anbiya, each and every insan has nafse lawwama. You and all, I. Now, what is nafse lawwama? Now, you know nafse ammara will never take you towards the naked good deed, good action. Will always drag you towards bad actions, towards guna, towards sayyi'ah. Nafs-e-lawwama, as I mentioned, that you and I and all the Muslim has. What is nafs-e-lawwama? Nafs-e-lawwama, sometime the nafs will say, let's go and pray. Today is Jumu'ah, we have to go and pray Jumu'ah Salah. When is time for Asr? No, leave it now. I can't be bothered now. I have to make wudu, I have to leave my job, I have to leave my work. Or I'm too lazy, I'm relaxing, lying, sitting. I don't want to pray. So this is called nafse lawwama. That sometime this nafs will take insan towards good action, and sometime he will prevent doing good action, practicing good actions. So this is called nafs al-lawwama. La uqsimu bi yawm al-qiyama wa la uqsimu bin nafs al-lawwama. Allah mentions in the Quran. And the third type of nafs that insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to insan, but Allah has never given to anyone except Anbiya, and that called nafsul mutmainna. Nafse mutmainna. What is nafse mutmainna? Nafse mutmainna will never ever take insan towards bad action, will always drag insan towards the good action. And this type of nafs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only bless Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah doesn't give it to anybody. Allah does not give it to any normal human, any normal insan. Only Anbiya Ikram. This is why Anbiya Ikram alayhi salatu wasalam, you will see that they will not go towards sayyi'ah, towards bad actions. They will not think, they will not thought. They will not have this thought, this bad thought. Why? Because they already has. Allah has placed in them nafse mutmainna. Always take them toward good actions. Now, my brothers,
How do we fix our nafs? As I mentioned, nafs-e ammara always take insan towards sayyi'ah, bad actions. Nafs-e lawwama that you and I have, how do we make our nafs always that take us toward the good actions? So Umar radiallahu anhu says, what Umar radiallahu anhu says? That make a habit. Make a habit of, you know, always grabbing whenever you find the opportunity to take khair, to practice any good actions. Do not delay. Grab it and do it. Jab bhi aapko mauka mile, neki ka mat chodo, usi waqt kar daalo. When you see the good action is there, don't leave it. There and there, do it immediately. Umar radiallahu anhu say, apne aapko aadi bana do, aadi. You know? What is aadi? Make the habit. So what will happen? Salah comes. Oh, I have to read my salah. Ab aadi ban gaya hai. You know, there are doctors here sitting. They will tell you if you ask them. When you do any actions for 21 days, constantly, without missing, these doctors, they will tell you. For example, exercise. For example, salah. For anything that you do, the brains create hormones. Then after 21 days, what happens is that hormones doesn't let you sit and relax. Always make, if you don't go to gym, your body will start aching. Your body, you know, automatically, nasha ho jata hai. You see, likewise, salah, you constantly pray for 21 days, 5 salah, don't miss, don't lie, anything you do it. But don't miss it. As I said, keep this consistency. Then what will happen? Automatically you will become aadi. Nek kamo ke aap aadi ban jaoge. Phir jab bhi koi nek kam hoga, aap usko nahi chhodoge. Whenever you find the opportunity to carry out any good action, you will not leave it. Why? Because you have made yourself aadi. You have made yourself into habit doing this. This is why Umar radiallahu anhu says, apne aap ko nek kaam karne ka aadi bana do. Whenever you find opportunity for good actions, grab it. Humme, you know the difference between us and the Sahaba. It was very difficult. It was not difficult, but impossible for Sahaba to make their salah qaza or miss their salah. It was impossible for Sahaba, Salafus Saliheen, for them to lie, for them to cheat. Why? Because they made themselves into this habit. जब आप किसी एक अच्छे काम के आदि बना जाते, as I said, it will become very difficult for you to reverse. Very difficult. But subhanallah, if insan become adi of a bad actions, it is easy for him to leave. Look how Allah made our nafs and our heart. If somebody is smoking cigarette or drinking alcohol or gambling, for him to leave, okay, he just need a willpower, gone. Start coming to the masjid, gone. Likewise, when a person become a, you know, adi of good actions, it will be very difficult for him to leave. You see, person like here, we get about 30-40 people, mashallah, regular salah. It will be impossible for them to do gambling, or for them to lie, or for them not to come to the... Why? Because they are now in that routine. जब इंसान अच्छे काम के आदि बन जाता है तो वो गलत काम की तरफ उसके लिए जाना बहुत मुश्किल हो जाता है. When a person pray, become a punctual of his salah, inna salat ta kanat inna salat tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that if you read your salah regularly and you don't miss, impossible that you will do anything haram. Your salah will protect you. Your salah will protect you. So this is why, my brothers, अपने आप को गुनाहों से बचाना है और नेकी का आदि बनाना है. We need to protect ourselves from sins and make ourselves adi, habit. Bring this habit for good actions. Once we start doing this, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah will change his nafs from nafs ammara to nafs lawwama. From nafs ammara to nafs lawwama. And once we keep doing and go into this habit, apne aap ko aadi bana liya, ab ummeed hai inshaAllah ke Allah Ta'ala hame nafse mutmainna to nahi dega, lekin nafse mutmainna ki sifat de dega. By doing this, practicing, Allah will not give us the nafse mutmainna like how Allah nafse mutmainna only for anbiya. But Allah will give us some qualities of the nafsul mutmainna. And when we have that qualities of nafsul mutmainna, then it will be very difficult for us to go back to haram, miss salah, and etc. Allah will automatically protect us. So my brothers, life is too short. Very short life. Where I am coming from, you don't want to know what's happening there. Inshallah, I will, after sunnah and briefly I will mention, I will give you the report, what's exactly happening in Gaza and what they need and what is the situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Pray your sunnah, brother.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم وقال تعالى لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة أيحسب الإنسان أن لن نجمع عظامه وقال تعالى يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائبون الذنب كمن لا ذنب له وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل بني آدم خطاؤون وخير الخطائين التوابون بارك الله بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صووا صفوفكم سفيد الرس فرمالك Respected brothers, just wanted to quickly mention, you know, give you the briefing. I attended the conference in Istanbul in Turkey regarding the Gaza, and there was a health ministry from Gaza and जी ऊपर जगह नहीं है ओके ब्रदर्स कम फॉरवर्ड प्लीज कम फॉरवर्ड ब्रदर्स भाई आगे जगह है उसको पूर कर लें अमान व्हाई यू स्टैंडिंग एट द बैक कम फॉरवर्ड ओके सो क्विकली आई विल गिव यू द रिपोर्ट ब्रदर्स सो द हेल्थ मिनिस्ट्री फ्रॉम गाजा दे आल्सो केम one of the official they presented, and basically the situation there at the moment now inside Gaza, because of the war, 2 years war,
the 36,000 new orphan, 36,000, and between 17 and 18,000 new widows because of the war. The medical side, 400,000 out of 2.2 million population, 400,000 surgery operations they need immediately straight away. So you can imagine the medicines and the, how much they require, because everything is got destroyed. They don't have a single hospital left there. And there was over 300,000 residents, you know, the houses. From there, 92% is destroyed. 92%. Just the 8% is livable, that left. So please make dua for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them sabr, grant all these shuhada jannatul firdos. Do dua for these orphans as well. And please don't forget them. So-called ceasefire at the moment is going on. You know what ceasefire is going on. So make dua for them. May Allah protect the ummah. May Allah protect the people of Gaza, the people of Sham and Iraq and Kashmir and Pakistan and Afghanistan. May Allah protect the ummah. So brothers, please continue support and make dua for brothers in Gaza. Jazakumullahu khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله هي على الصلاة هي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
سو استقيموا واعتدلوا سفين دروس فرمانة الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اشفنا واشفنا مرضى المسلمين. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا. اللهم احييك منا فحي على الاسلام ومن توفيك منا فتوب على الايمان. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم برحمتك.